Hi, welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will. And with me always are my two sexy sidekicks.
Me, Elijah the Best. What's up?
Sexy Rexy.
That's right. And please join us as we talk about anything and everything and all the funny things in between. And some little touchy subjects. So, what did you guys do this weekend?
Survive.
You survived. Survived. Did you buy any toilet paper?
I have TP for my bungalow.
Yeah, I've already stocked up on that.
How many did you have?
I got probably 2 months worth because my wife, this is before this whole thing happened. She goes to Costco and buys about 3 months worth. And so,
dude, you should sell that on the market.
I know.
You can sell it like $5 a roll. I know.
But yeah, stayed away from crowded places. Not because I didn't want to get infected, just because I didn't want to deal with retarded people.
Yeah, oh my goodness, the wind is outrageous.
$5
today.
A roll?
Yeah.
There's a guy, apparently, I don't know if it's true, but there's a guy on Truxton. And I think it was Chester selling toilet paper rolls $100.
I know,
a roll.
But he was joking around.
Though. Was he joking around?
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's why he was in a freaking hazmat suit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah. But, those people are fucking bonkers right now. Did you see that one about the old lady? What? Anyways, it wasn't my woman. I'll fix it. Anyways. No, it was, there was this old lady. She assaulted some chick for toilet paper.
Like this lady... slapped somebody in the
face?
She
tried. Okay. But the other lady, she was already grabbing the toilet paper. And this old lady comes up, from what I understand. She came up, and she goes, "No, that's my toilet paper." And she grabbed the toilet paper, and they were, tug-a-warring with it. And she goes, wham!
Was she a skinny old lady? Because I saw one where, it looked like the woman, it was like a fatter woman. With black hair, and she's trying to rip it out of this old lady's hands, and people were like, "Hey, what the fuck?" And the lady dropped the toilet paper, and took off, and the old lady was like,
"Oh, I don't know, maybe it's that one, I don't know." But this old lady, she was ready to throw them hands for that toilet paper, man.
I'm on napkins, dog.
I know.
I told my wife,
when we ran out of toilet paper, we're just gonna go outside, spray down with the water hose, just bend over,
go
I'll
in
spray
the shower,
down.
Just go just in the shower,
down. Just use the cap.
Use a cat. I don't have anything else. No, I bet you guys won't get this boat. Well, I guess I'll use my socks. At least they're cottony fresh. It's a movie called The Pest. Anyways, but no, this is outrageous how crazy people are.
Can you imagine if it was a real pandemic, there's thousands of people dying or something like that?
Dude, there'd be riots
in
the street.
I can understand preparing, but people are fucking hoarding right now.
Yeah, people are just...
Yeah, it's absolutely...
There's no need to...
I was at Walmart this week, and that's what I did. I came over to Bakersfield, and I went to Walmart. Not necessarily a big mistake, but there was a lot of people there, a lot of stuff.
Because you went to Walmart, that's why.
Well, yeah, but,
you gotta get away from that Walmart, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather not go to Target, because then there's prissy people like you there. He touched me. No, I didn't.
He breathed. I'm sorry, my belly came across your back. I'm sorry.
Anyways, while I was there, a thing comes on. Attention, Walmart shoppers. We have a
blue light special.
Blue light special on wherever the heck it was on water. And it was one or three out of five people turned and went to that area to go get this water, right? And then about 5 minutes later, it goes. Attention, Walmart shoppers. We no longer have water. We will get more tomorrow. And I swear to God, across the entire store, you can hear a guy, people just go, "Fuck!" I was like, oh, man.
People are dumb, dude, because they're stocking up on toilet paper and water. I mean, it's smart, but also...
But they're also taking baby wipes. Baby formula.
They're taking everything out of
I understand, there's other people out there that have babies that need that, but, if you don't have a baby, don't be an asshole. Come on, man.
No,
take the TP. I don't give a fuck about
the
TP.
I need. Couldn't even find that.
I need
everything.
Milk
taking the snacks.
For my kids.
That's when it goes serious when they start taking snacks.
But
yeah, that's the bad part.
It's dumb because people are taking water and
all the ramen
and
gosh dang it.
And toilet paper.
I like my ramen.
But I went to several stores over the weekend. All no toilet paper, no water. Shit ton of fucking soap.
Yeah, hand soap.
Hand sanitizer and soap were
Hand sanitizer, not so much where
I saw it everywhere I went. I was just
when I looked at it, it wasn't. But there was tons of hand sanitizer. And like somebody had came out and said that it's a good thing that you use hand sanitizer, but it's not the best for you. Like, wash your hands. Just use soap and water. Wash your hands. You know, if you're worried about it, get a mask. You don't gotta freak out, like, and go on salt.
No, even masks are getting—they're taking masks like
crazy. Well, yeah, but you could take those masks that we have here that we use. Those will work. They filter out pollen and whatnot.
I know, but they're getting rid of, like,
I have four of them in my drawer.
Oh man, you better hide those with your life.
I'm gonna wear them proud right out in front of everybody. You want it? Come get it.
Toilet paper is gonna be the new currency of the apocalypse.
I know.
Oh man. But anyways, so I just kind of keep it on, you know, the usual for us. I played a lot of that game Blessed this weekend.
Yeah, I played some too. It was pretty fun.
It was very
Rexy
fun.
Over here.
What
did play.
Blessed what?
It's called Blessed
Unleashed. Unleashed. Yeah, Blessed Unleashed.
It's pretty fun.
It's not Blessed. It's Blessed Unleashed.
Yeah. I made a little kitty race and I was like,
and I thought it looks like a fox.
What was that, like two foot?
A Khajiit.
Barely, dude. No, maybe? It's not even, like, it's like.
His guy is like a giant. He's probably like 9 feet.
I'm a werewolf and I'm like 9 feet tall.
And
dude.
I'm like maybe 2 something.
So like, it's hilarious. And he's an aggressive player. He's like a medium player. He's a shield. He, you know, plays middle ground. And he's just running around like chopping people's ankles off. Like, yeah.
And yeah, my sword's basically like a little dagger. Yeah.
It would be smaller than the daggers they gave the hobbits to use as swords in Lord of the Rings. Swear.
I'm a feisty little guy.
Oh, okay. No. Shrek, was it 2 or 3? The little mouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm sorry, I got my movies mixed up.
I was about to say,
I got my movies mixed up. Alice in Wonderland, the new one with Johnny Depp, the little mouse in there, how he has the little toothpick sword.
Oh, okay.
That's basically what you're using.
What are you talking
about? My bad.
Mr. Movie Buff over here getting movies wrong.
Hey, I caught it, and I brought it back.
Okay, all
right. I'm taking it back. But, what did you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I played Call of Duty for a little bit. I didn't really do much this weekend, I kind of just stayed in my house.
Yeah.
Chilled.
Yeah.
Went to the store a few times.
I shaved.
You barbecuing?
Me barbecuing? Yeah. I barbecue? No.
No, it was Billy barbecuing.
Oh, is that Billy barbecuing?
Billy barbecuing.
No, it wasn't Billy. It was Justin.
Ah, I saw someone on there barbecuing.
I shaved. I don't have my beard anymore. I have a little weird goatee.
I know, you look pretty goofy.
Yeah. You shouldn't have shaved the mustache.
Get those cookies out of your mouth, Rex.
Fuck you.
I messed it up. I brought it, fatty. I brought it over.
Suck my dick.
Yeah, shaving the audience really wants to listen to you going, What? Nobody even pays attention, so anyways.
They're paying attention to us. Because we're the...
Remember what I always say, Elijah. Remember what I say. You're the money, and we're the funny.
I don't know about that.
Called Blessed?
Yeah, Blessed. Blessed.
Blessed.
Mm-mm.
It's called Blessed.
No, it's Blessed. There is no ED at the end of it.
It's called Blessed?
Just Blessed.
Okay, whatever. Hey, guess what comes out tomorrow, though?
Ooh! Is it the PSO
the beta
demo?
For, Fantasy
Star Online 2. Fantasy Star Online 2.
Most
open
people
beta
probably
have
never heard of this game, but it's a good game.
It is a great game, and I'm gonna freaking try to get in on that shit.
It's supposed to be saving your dollars. That's what we're on to
I can't,
it's a free game.
Hey, I can't take you seriously with all those crumbs all over your beard.
Like, they're deep in there, too. Like, they're deep in there. Like, if he has any bugs in there, they're eating.
I'll get it out in a second.
All
right. Anyway. Fudge.
What?
I'm gonna go over my EDC, your everyday carry from Willie.
Oh, we're bringing it back to the coronavirus. Huh?
Just a little, you know, survival tips with Will. Big Will.
Listen not to really. Will if you want to survive.
No, don't do that. I'm not saying I'm not gonna survive. I'm not saying you won't survive if you listen to me, but I'm just trying to give you a little bit of tips. Okay, so tip one, be prepared. Duh.
No shit.
Like, right? Like. This has been going on for a while.
Is that survival tip 101?
That's survival tip 101. Be prepared. Know what the fuck's going on. No, not zombies. We're not there yet.
It hasn't morphed into zombies yet.
Come on, please.
It hasn't mutated yet.
Number two, stay organized.
Gotcha.
You know, that you gotta reach in your pack to grab something. You don't want to be like, oh, that's my toothbrush. Yeah, that's my TP. That's my TP. You're going to sit there, TP, 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 TP. Anyways.
You need a backpack like... Fallout 4.
Backpack like Fallout 4?
Wow. Yeah, where he's freaking like shoving a million things back there.
Oh, yeah.
You need pockets as deep as your character in Skyrim.
Okay. Or, yeah, we could do Skyrim too.
Or Harry Potter. Hermione's backpack thing. Anyways, so also save time. Obviously, this goes with being prepared and staying organized. If you're both of those, you will save time because you won't have to look for stuff. Okay. So just have it there, you know, ready.
In case you gotta pull out your machete and chop someone's head off, you know.
Was this Book of Eli?
Fucking Book of Eli.
I'm just saying, you never know what kind of weapons are gonna be available.
Next one, save money. Now you could save cash, but if if something was to go horribly wrong, not saying it's going there, but if it was to go horribly wrong, I would save silver.
Silver,
like coins.
Do you think that's gonna be the currency?
Well, silver is a precious metal. Now, I don't know about nickels and dimes, quarters, anything after, I think it's, or anything before.
So just carry a giant mason jar and just shove your change in there, right?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, anything that before, I think it's 1974, has 30% silver in it. So technically that quarter is actually, nowadays, probably worth like a dollar or something.
Interesting.
Quarters way back when had more silver in it than it does now. More now is more copper based and just with a silver coating over it. But things to have in your EDC with Big Willy.
Tampons,
yes.
Shove that bitch up your nose.
Yeah.
Tampons can be used.
It's a good bandage
for everything. They're sticky, so you know you're like whack.
I know. You get shot. You know, just shove that bad boy up in that hole.
I mean, yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah. You can use pads. Pads, that's what I meant. That's sticky. Pads. Wallet. Wallet's always a good thing. I don't know if you want to be that guy that carries his ID around during the apocalypse, but, you know, whatever.
I don't think wallet would really matter that much.
Good leather wallet can go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can keep stuff in there, small things.
Your ID, you know, photos of your family, stuff like that. I mean, not hopefully they're with you, you know, but... Keychains.
Assume people's families are dead.
Anyways, keychains. Things to keep
things on.
Things to keep things on.
What?
Little things like bottle cap openers, you know, your lock picks, whatever.
Okay, I guess.
You know, just little things. Cell phone.
I don't think...
If it got to the bad point, cell reception would be down. Now, if you had
So this is before it gets too crazy, right?
Yes, this is obviously before it gets too crazy. Just think of it as a bug out bag for your workplace. Okay. So you can have stuff to be able to get home.
Okay, gotcha.
It's a get home bag?
Get home bag works a lot better than... bug out bag. Okay, so get home bag.
Now,
obviously, if there was something really bad and you had your cell phone, more than likely the cell phone reception would be shut down due to for this save the lines for emergency or whatever, blah, 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 all that stupid shit. But, on another note, if you have a lot of music downloaded onto your phone and you have a charger, you can always have music, even when the apocalypse hits.
That's pretty good.
Anyways, next one, flashlight.
The only time we can actually go back to the iPod Nanos. The iPod Shuffles and shit.
Oh my gosh. My wife has a fucking little pink MP3 player that has like 1,200 songs on it.
Yeah, baby.
A lot of them are Disney, though. Uh-huh. Like Phineas and Ferb and shit like that.
Phineas and Ferb.
I like Phineas and Ferb. Anyways, flashlight. I don't know.
Why, because his head's so big, is that what you're trying to say?
No, his head's a fucking triangle.
Oh, yeah.
His neck's all tiny.
It's all jacked up, like Stewie's head's a football. You know, what the hell are these guys tripping on? Anyways, flashlight. Any flashlight would work. Obviously, you would want a good one. A good one, if you have that that crank charger radio thing that I was talking about, that way you charge your cell phone, you get a USB powered flash drive, flashlight, plug it into your thing, and you crank it up.
I'd say an 1800... lumens flashlight's pretty good.
Any flashlight would work as long as you know you
take care of it. 800 lumens.
800 above lumens. A good pocket knife. Now I'm not talking about like a knife, which yes, that is a good one to carry.
Like a
fixed blade. Yeah, I'm talking about a nice little flip knife that has a saw, the file, toothpick, whatever.
Oh, you're talking about a fucking Swiss Army knife and shit.
That would work, or a good multi-tool.
Oh, like a Leatherman and shit?
Yeah, good Leatherman all goes a long way. Now, a watch. See, watch is the thing. You know, a lot of people don't carry watches anymore because cell phones and whatnot. But a watch, you can do a lot with a watch. We'll get into that in another segment.
Why not a sundial?
You could use a sundial if you know which way is true north. If you know which way true north
is. Where's your compass at here?
This is every day.
I feel like you need a compass over a watch.
All right, next one, compass. Next one, compass. It's not even on my notes, but it's compass. But if you know which way True North is, you can tell what time it is.
False North?
Well, I mean, do you know the difference between True North and False North?
North?
Then why are you throwing out False North? Anyways. Now, sometimes your phone's dead, and you got to be able to tell time.
Okay.
So, you have a watch. Now, there are ways you can tell at least how much... Oh, wait. Thank you, Elijah. We have to take a break for our sponsor.
Sponsors!
Welcome back. Anyways, as I was saying, Forrest rudely interrupted.
I'm sorry, you were just going to keep yapping.
I was just going to keep on going. Actually, I only got one more.
Okay, let's hear it.
Notebook and pen. Keep
so
track.
You can draw.
You can draw. You can sketch. You can take notes. You know, you can like just to
write some poetry.
Write some poetry. Just keep track of what you're thinking. You know.
You could ask me what was in my get home bag.
We'll do that in another segment. King. But that's all I got for this segment. I talked a lot.
Would you add anything to it, Rex?
Oh yeah, you can.
Would you personally add something to it?
To this list?
Yes.
This is just a general. This is not everything you would want to have or everything you shouldn't have. This is just,
did we
you know,
say canteen?
Yeah, no.
I did not say canteen. Yeah, so canteen. Canteen for water.
I would have added blanket on here.
Not
or
bad.
Some kind of tarp. That's what I would have added. Shelter. There's a lot of things you can do with it.
A bow and arrow.
This is your everyday, nowadays carry. You guys. This is something to get to a vehicle to get you home.
Well, it should be in your vehicle to get you home.
If
or
you
if
don't
you're
have
lost out in the woods.
Elijah, we live in the middle of the desert. Where's the woods here?
You never know.
Where's the woods here?
All of a sudden,
you can get to the woods an hour from here.
Walking?
No, but with a car, what if you're stranded? What if you ran out of gas? What if you go off the road and you tumble down and you don't know where you are?
Well, if you tumble down a road, you're probably dead.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Jesus, that wind's a blowing. Anyways, it's time for random fact of the day.
All right, here. So this one is gonna come from Japan.
Oh boy.
These Asians, I'm telling you, they're very strange people.
That's a little racist, I think.
Okay, apparently they have a word, and I'm gonna try to say it. Let's see here. Kuchisabishi. I don't know. Something like that.
Okay.
And it means when you're not hungry, but you eat because your mouth is lonely.
My mouth's lonely right now.
Your mouth is always lonely, Willie.
It is.
What the?
Good Lord. Anyways.
You got a little dust storm out there.
Yeah, the dust storm's covering up the zombies.
I know.
That's what all that noise is. Anyways,
it's
go on.
Conspiracy.
Conspiracy time. Next time.
Yeah, we haven't done a conspiracy in a while.
Two episodes.
It's been a cool minute.
One or two episodes. I'll throw up the conspiracy next time. I did survival tips. Anyways, is that it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, it's shower time with Sexy Rexy.
Wait, what?
Sounds good to me, fool.
All right.
You guys, soak this in and up in every which way you want to. Whenever you dig up dirt or a rock, that could be the first time it has seen the sun in a million years.
Jesus. It's a lonely, lonely rock. Well, at least that side of it.
Elijah's over here trying to figure it out. He's like,
Anyways.
The person who would proofread Hitler's speeches was literally a grammar Nazi.
That's good stuff.
Why do people say tuna fish when they don't say beef mammal or chicken bird?
True.
That's true.
True.
That's all the shower thoughts we got today, boys. We're clean.
Aww.
Oh, I had one. I don't know if I dreamt this or I heard it last night. For some reason, I woke up and I had this in my head.
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of things are in your head.
Okay, so this is gonna go to your little shower thotties here.
Oh,
I'm just gonna put my foot in this time. I'm not putting my whole body in the shower, just my foot.
He gets athlete's foot a lot, so be careful.
Okay. Jesus. Why
just be on it.
Why does a circle pizza go in a square box?
Because we don't have circle boxes, dumbass.
Why not?
Because
you make a circle box.
Yeah, let's see you make a circle box that closes.
I will.
How would that work? Yeah, you can't really have it like on a...
We have circle boxes all the time.
What are you talking about?
It's the exact same method that you make the heart-shaped chocolate boxes during Valentine's Day. It's a fucking circle.
You just take it off, but like a pizza box.
How you just make it have hinges on it.
You know why it folds into place? So technically, you could rip the, because it has the little bumps on the inside where it folds. You could rip that off and use it as a plate.
There's also another way. There's a pizza plate. I can't remember where it is or what it's called, but their lid. I almost forgot the word. Their lid for their pizza box. If you tear it off, you can actually, there's actually little divots in it where you can fold it and it can save like half a pizza.
Yeah.
If you eat half, you can fold it.
And you guys remember when they used to put those little white things in the center of the pizza?
Yeah, little tables.
I never knew what the heck those were. I thought that
was so the box doesn't fall.
I know. I finally figured that out like 2 years ago.
I used to take it and I'd be like, hey, look, I got my table.
I did too. When I was like a little kid, I had my little imaginary little mouse.
Speaking of pizza.
I have an imaginary mouse, by the way. Oh, and I would like, gosh. Oh, and I put a little pizza on the table. I'm like, oh, he's eating pizza like me.
You're wow, weirdo.
You got to cut the very corner of the pizza off. Now he's got a whole piece.
A little tiny sliver of pepperoni. Speaking of pizza, though, I was fucking livid on Friday. Because I went and I was pissed. I wanted to murder someone.
Yep.
I was waiting for, I thought you were going to say
something. No, I was going to. Close my to phone's it. All covered in dust, and I was going to blow on it, but then I figured that might go. Anyways.
Not looking forward to those ears are being hurt right now.
I didn't, like, focus it. I didn't do what Elijah did, to fucking blow a raspberry at the damn thing.
But I went and got pizza, and I had it, because I went with you, Little Caesars. It was just cheap, so.
Sorry.
But, I don't know if you know, but if you take, like, a 2-liter, and put it in your seat, and then you put the pizza on top of it, it lays flat, so it's not all laying, like, fucking at an angle.
Yeah.
But, so I did that, and as I was driving, this douchebag in a fucking Mustang pulled out in front of me, and fucking smashed on their fucking brakes. There's no one in front of them, so I hit my brakes not to fucking hit him, and my pizza went flying. I was just hit the so pissed. Bam. No, it hit the dash, and then fell down, and like, half a pizza fucking fell out. I was so mad. Oh, dude, I wanted to fucking murder that dude. He did that, he smashed on his brakes, and then fucking took off. And I was like...
He's brake checking you?
Yeah, like a fucking dickhead. It's always those queers in a Mustang, dude. Fucking douchebag pieces of shit.
Queers in a Mustang.
Damn queers. And a Mustang.
And a Mustang.
Anyways.
Yeah, well, that was fucking... So that was part of my weekend. I forgot. I should have mentioned that at the beginning. That shit sucked.
Wow, you suck.
I do suck.
You suck, man. You brought it full fucking circle. Now we have to start all over.
Start over. All right. EDC.
EDC, folks. Drink your water.
Drink your water.
Stay hydrated.
What kind of water, though? Not contaminated water, obviously.
Well, all right.
Okay, speaking of water.
Contaminated water.
Oh, you also need one of those things that filters water inside that thing.
No, technically you can find bleach tablets. You can do it. Drop one little bleach tablet into a 16-ounce.
I think it's one drop of water. Two drops of bleach, my bad, for 1 gallon,
hey,
I believe it is.
We should write a survival book. What do you guys think, huh?
We've never actually had to try to survive. I don't know how well that will be. Like, I know the concept of a lot of stuff, but like I've never applied it.
When I think of surviving, I think of Nacho Libre. Remember that part where he's like,
oh my god,
he like goes in the desert, but he's like 30 feet from town.
Oh yeah, he's like right next to that town. There. He's I like, remember that, yeah, that's so funny. The dude came out and talked to him.
All right, that's it. I'm gonna wrap it up.
Okay, first.
Nope, gonna wrap it up. We're out of time, fool.
Okay, all right, we'll bring it up tomorrow then.
All right, so tomorrow.
My bad. Next episode. You know what I mean.
Next episode.
Next episode. When Rex tells us.
Hit us up on that Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Big Will.
I'm Elijah. What's up?
And I'm Sexy Rexy.
Thanks for calling.
We'll see you, sexy motherfuckers, later.